on KJAN. And we'll start off by taking a look at a quick recap of what went down with the state track and field championships over the weekend. And one area team had a very successful weekend, as the Griswold girls team is a three-time state champion, as 3 years in a row they've won that state team title. Now, as they pick up the victory once again here this year, it was a tight race throughout, though, in Class 1A until later on Saturday is when Griswold was able to finally pull themselves away from the pack, as Rebecca Topham was a repeat state champion in the 800 meters and also the 1500 meters. Jordan Sint placed third in the 800 meters. The shuttle hurdle relay team also chipped in to the point total by placing seventh, with Kinsey Nicklaus, Justine Friend, Jenna Friend, and Trisha Huerta. And the win by Topham in the 1500 meters was the clincher that helped Griswold break out from that very tight team race, and they win their third straight team title, accumulating 45 team points during the meet. So congratulations to them on picking up that team championship. And also, in other action there at the state track and field championships, it was plenty of area athletes getting into the mix on Saturday with a lot of those final events going on, of course, and some other athletes that picked up medals on Saturday. We'll let you know those. The 3A sprint medley team there from Harlan picked up a fourth-place medal on Saturday. Also in the 800-meter run, we mentioned both Topham and Sint. Also, Tiffany Shepherd of Corning finished fifth in that event. In the 800-meter run in 3A for the girls, it was Jess Feldman of Harlan picking up an eighth-place medal. In the boys' 3A 800-meter run, Jay Wolf of Creston finished with a sixth-place medal. Kennedy Feller of Underwood finished state runner-up in the boys' wheelchair shot put. Also, the girls' 1A shuttle hurdle relay team, we mentioned there from Griswold, picking up that seventh-place finish. The 2A competition, Trainer picked up a state runner-up finish in that event. Also, in the boys' 1A shuttle hurdle relay, Underwood took second. In the 3A version of that event, Harlan was fifth and Glenwood was seventh. In the boys' 1A 100-meter dash and 200-meter dash, same champion there, Nick Pittman of East Mills, picked up state championships, a back-to-back winner in those events. Also, Shaylee Rath of Trainer was a state champion in the girls' 2A 100-meter hurdles. And also Austin Hess of Harlan was a state runner-up in the boys' 3A 110-meter hurdles. The girls' 1A 200-meter dash, Kelsey Hurley of Fremont Mills picked up an eighth-place medal in that event. In the 1500-meter run, we mentioned Topham the winner there in that one, but Tiffany Shepherd of Corning also finished sixth in that event. In the girls' 3A 4x 100-meter relay, Glenwood took home a second place for that event. Also in the boys 4x1 in Class 1A, East Mills was third, Adair Casey sixth, and Griswold seventh. In 2A, St. Albert sixth. And then moving on to the 4x4. For the girls in 2A, Trainer was fourth, Tri-Center was sixth. In 3A, Harlan sixth. And then in the 4x4 for the boys in Class 1A, Cam was seventh, St. Albert finished seventh, and Glenwood finished second. So those are your medal winners from Saturday. The team champions over the weekend in Class 1A, we mentioned the Griswold girls with 45 team points. West Hancock finished second with 39. In Class 2A, Western Christian of Hull scored 58 team points to win the title. In Class 3A, Assumption won going away, 83 team points for them. They win the team championship there. In 4A, Waukee was the team champion with 80 team points. On the boys' side, in Class 1A, Manson Northwest Webster had 69 team points for first. Also in 2A, Monticello set a state team point record total as they scored 96 team points and win that one also going away. In boys 3A, Pella was the team champion with 46 team points. They beat Knoxville just by a point, who had 45 in second. And in boys 4A action, Lindmar of Marion was a team champion with 72 team points, outdistancing Iowa City West, who was in second. That's a look at those results there for you. You can check all those results as well if you want to recap them online at KJN.com on our sports page. Also, over the weekend, we had some tennis action going on as well to let you know about, as it was a girls' regional team tennis play over the weekend as well. And first round action, it was actually Class 1A, Region 2. In the first round, Creston over Sadel 5-2. Glenwood beat Harlan 5-0. Atlantic over Council Bluffs St. Albert 5-3. Ballard over Clark of Murray 5-4. North Polk beat Audubon 5-1. Boone over Norwalk 5-4. Red Oak over Shenandoah 5-1. And Clarinda over Corning 5-0. In the semifinals, it was Red Oak over Clarinda 5-0. Ballard over Creston 5-0. Glenwood beat Atlantic 5-0, and Boone over North Polk 5-1. And then the regional finals saw Red Oak beat Glenwood 5-0 as Red Oak moves on. They're the regional Red Oak regional champ, and Ballard over Boone 5-2 as Ballard is the Ballard regional champ. And those teams will square off now today as the first round of the state team championships go on today and tomorrow. Red Oak will take on Ballard. That's being played at Norwalk at 3 o'clock here this afternoon. And then winners move on to play in the Final Four. That comes up on June the 1st. And that will be played in Ankeny there for Class 1A schools. Also, boys' sub-state team tennis results over the weekend as well, as Atlantic competed at Norwalk in Class 1A. In the semifinal round, Red Oak defeated Ballard 5-2, and Crestonoria-Maxburg defeated Atlantic 5-1. Red Oak then moved on to defeat Crestonoria-Maxburg in the finals 5-3 as Red Oak advances on to the state team tennis competition. That'll be held on Tuesday, May 28th at the Waveland Tennis Courts in Des Moines. And in case of rain that day, the tournament will be held at the Aspen Tennis Center in Des Moines. So that's a look there at some of those results there for you as well from regional team tennis. Also, state qualifiers determined in the girls' side as well for the singles and doubles play. And in Region 2, it's Shenandoah in singles play in Class 1A. Kate Walker of Red Oak defeated Onis Susi of Glenwood 6-1-6-0. And also in doubles play, it was Zoe Baker and Grace Blumstead of Red Oak over Rachel Tucker and Grace Newman of Glenwood 2-6-7-5 and 6-4. So those doubles and singles then move on now to state competition. And that was action there for you from Class 1A here from the area. Also, Atlantic, the boys played in state golf qualifying the 3A district meet this past Friday, as Creston and Atlantic both had 304 totals to qualify for state. Humboldt and Winterset tied for third and fourth, and Spirit Lake finished fifth with 330. Individuals, Travis Olson lost a playoff for the medalist honor. He was runner-up medalist with a round of 69. Evan Schuler of Atlantic finished in third place, was a 72. Sam Markham shot an 80, Nick Berry an 83, and Ben Nelson an 85, as there were some great scoring conditions for that event, and the Trojans came through with some good play, and they move on to the state meet now. Also, turning our attention now to Major League Baseball, a game you heard here on KJN last night. David Fries had an RBI and four-run fourth inning to go with big plays at third base, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat former teammate Kyle Loesch for the third time this season with a 4-2 victory over the Milwaukee Brewers on Sunday. John Gass won his second straight start in place of the injured Jake Westbrook, and fellow rookie Seth Maness escaped a bases-loaded non-out jam in the seventh to help the Cardinals win for the 14th time in 17 games. They took 2 of 3 from Milwaukee and lead the season series 8-2. Loesch has lost all three of his starts against St. Louis after going 16-3 for the Cardinals last season and then leaving in free agency when they opted to go with younger players. The Cardinals also promoted rookie left-hander Tyler Lyons from the minors to make his major league debut in place of injured Jaime Garcia on Wednesday. They've also plugged Mitchell Boggs back into the bullpen mix. The Cardinals have officially placed Garcia on the 15-day disabled list with a left shoulder strain, retroactive to Saturday. Manager Mike Matheny said Sunday the timetable was uncertain for Garcia, who was on the DL for 2 months last year with a similar injury. Another injured starter, Jake Westbrook, threw 25 pitches from 60 feet and is expected to miss at least one more start recovering from elbow inflammation. The Cardinals can avoid one of those holes with a day off on Thursday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
And now taking a look at scores for you from Major League Baseball action yesterday. In interleague play, it was Pittsburgh over Houston 1-0. In the American League, Cleveland beat Seattle 6-0. Tampa Bay over Baltimore 3-1. Boston over Minnesota 5-1. The Angels beat the White Sox 6-2. It was Oakland over Kansas City 4-3. Texas beat Detroit 11-8. And Toronto and the Yankees were postponed due to rain. In the National League, Miami over Arizona 2-1. Philadelphia got by Cincinnati 3-2. Atlanta beats the Dodgers 5-2. It was the Mets over the Cubs 4-3. Colorado got by San Francisco, blanking them 5-0. It was San Diego over Washington big time 13-4. In the NBA, moving on to notes there, the San Antonio Spurs took Game 1 of the NBA's Western Conference Finals by shredding through the league's top defense. San Antonio shot 53% from the field and set a team playoff record by draining 14 three-pointers in a 105-83 win over Memphis. And the Spurs saw a 17-point first-quarter lead shrink to 6 in the second half before an 11-1 run put them ahead by 16 heading into the fourth quarter. Tony Parker finished with 20 points and 9 assists, while Kawhi Leonard added 18 points. Grizzlies All-Star Zach Randolph missed his first 7 shots and scored his only points on a tip-in with 9:26 left in the game. Quincy Pondexter had a team-high 17 points for the Grizzlies, who have until Tuesday night to figure out how to stop the Spurs' offense in San Antonio. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins were less than a minute away from taking a 3-0 lead in the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinals. Instead, the Ottawa Senators pulled within 2-1 in the series with a double overtime win. Last night, Colin Greening beat Thomas Vokoun at 7:39 of double overtime as the Senators beat the Penguins 2-1 to stay unbeaten at home in the postseason. Vokoun was about to pick up his second shutout of the playoffs and improved to 5-0 since replacing Marc-Andre Fleury until Daniel Alfredson scored a shorthanded goal with 29 seconds left in regulation. Craig Anderson turned back 49 shots and blanked the Penguins after Tyler Kennedy scored with 67 seconds left in the second period. Game 4 is Tuesday at Ottawa. The Boston Bruins head to New York with a 2-0 lead in the Eastern Conference semifinals as Johnny Boychuk snapped a 2-2 tie midway through the second period before the Bruins added a pair of third-period goals to beat the Rangers 5-2. Brad Marchand provided an insurance tally after scoring the overtime goal in the opener. Tuukka Rask made 35 saves and blanked the Rangers after Rick Nash beat him 3:20 into the second period. It was Nash's first goal of the postseason after pacing the Rangers with 21 during the regular season. The Rangers host the next 2 games on Tuesday and Thursday. And the United States has won its first medal at the Ice Hockey World Championships in 9 years, taking the bronze by beating Finland 3-2 in a penalty shootout. Alex Ganjuchek scored back-to-back goals in the shootout for the Americans. Teammates Craig Smith and Paul Stastny found the net in the first period. Finland tied the score with 2 goals in the third period. Sweden became the first home team to win the World Hockey Championships in 27 years by beating Switzerland 5-1. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.